Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical. Welcome back, Percoptons. The Practical Stoicism team is on a pseudo-vacation at the moment, working on all kinds of exciting new content types for you. We've got mini-mentories, Emma's Buddhism content starting soon, a Substack, that's right, a Substack, a journaling program, which you already know all about, of course, and we are really trying to get the most we can out in front of you. But the next 6 days, starting today, kind of, sort of, are 6 days that we need to really get everything sorted and organized. So we're taking them, and you're not going to hear from us, except you will hear from us because we have to continue releasing episodes as per our relationship with Glassbox. We could take the time off completely, but, you know, it's better that everybody be happy, and I know you all will be happy if there are more episodes, and Glassbox will be happy if there are episodes, and I will be just okay with it, I guess, and so will the rest of the team. I can't do the regular length episodes this week, so they're going to be a little shorter, and I can hear some of you saying, like, oh, they're already pretty short, you're going to make them shorter, and now there's still going to be ads in them, oh my god, that's annoying. Well, as a concession to free listeners, I have reduced the number of ads in this week's episodes to just two, one at the beginning and one at the end. And of course, you can always fast forward through ads, folks. It doesn't hurt me any if you do. So if you really hate them that much, you know, bang that fast forward 30 a couple of times and you'll be right through them. So let's get into meditation number 47 from Meditations, which reads as follows. If any god told thee that thou shalt die tomorrow, or certainly on the day after tomorrow, thou wouldest not care much whether it was on the third day or on the morrow. Unless thou was in the highest degree mean-spirited, for how small is the difference? So think it no great thing to die after as many years as thou canst name, rather than tomorrow. So if God told you, and, you know, pick your God, whatever God you want, that you were going to die in a week, the only reason you should care is that you've spent the years of your life living in avoidance of the things you really wanted to accomplish. I think that's the point Marcus is trying to make here, or at least part of it. If your death scares you, it's because either you have an unrealistic expectation that you should live for X amount of time that you've not lived yet, which is childish and illogical, and no rational human should think that way, or because you've suddenly been given a timeline and the things you've been putting off, believing you had all the time in the world, will, it seems, in the end, go undone. So you will be mean-spirited, you will be angry, you will be mad at your God, whichever God that is, and you will blame others for the situation you find yourself in and that you've put yourself in, and you will die angry, like a child throwing a fit. Another reminder that death is coming for you. For me, for everyone you love, it is the natural conclusion, and you can't do anything about it. If you choose to ignore this, it will be to your detriment in the end, for you will be the one unfulfilled. You will be the one kicking and screaming as your vision of consciousness fades, and you will be the one who dies. So as we close out book 4, Have you gotten this recurring point yet? What are you doing with your life right now? Are you developing the kind of character that will, should you be told you will die next week by some god, feel angry about your end? Or are you building the sort of character that will see the end as mostly unpredictable and wholly natural? A character that will feel, given the time provided by fate, that you lived exactly in the way that was appropriate as a speck of nothing floating on a rock in endless space, whom was given the immense privilege of life in the first place. Open your eyes, pay attention, focus, and do your work, or you will regret it in the end, whenever that comes. Hey, thank you for listening to today's episode of Practical Stoicism. As I said in the episode, we're on a break and we will be back on February 6th. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you into our Discord community so that we can get to know you and so that you can get to know us and other listeners. You can find it at stoicismpod.com/Discord. It is 100% free to join, and we would love to have you. Until next time, take care.